T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He is the voice of the Oakland Raiders, and known simply to us as the Godfather. Greg Papa with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Papa, good morning. It finally happened. Marshawn Lynch is an Oakland Raider. Your thoughts?
For the first time in my life, Joe, I'm having Skittles for breakfast. when I was at Oracle on Easter Sunday, they were throwing Skittles to me on the set, and I put them away, and I never even had a Skittles ever before, but I'm having them for breakfast today. Beast mode has arrived at last.
This is your first time trying Skittles, Pop?
Yeah, I'm not a big candy guy. Not a big candy guy.
Well, what do you do for dessert? A little chocolate?
I'm not a big dessert guy.
Not Pop, you're killing me here. Guy.
Maybe just a touch of cognac, Joe, at the end of a nice evening.
Maybe, but I mean, I've had desserts, but it's not my favorite.
Let's get crazy.
Hey, so, Lo, we talked about this on St. Patty's Day.
We did.
And it kind of I thought, you know, Marshawn's a deadline guy. It had to get done before the draft. I thought they may try to get it done around the Vegas vote, either right before or right after. But the reality is this is more than just a business move to help soothe the pain of Oakland. And I think I've talked to you guys before about this. But I think Marshawn Lynch is arguably the greatest player to ever play in the NFL from Oakland. John Brody was a terrific player, but he did it across the bay with the Niners. The Raiders have never had an Oakland-born player like this. Plunk is from the South Bay, and so this means so much. But beyond that, from a football standpoint, it made so much sense. And it was the day that Latavius Murray signed in Minneapolis, where I was talking about, you know, Adrian Peterson and Mike Gillisley, I thought would have been a perfect fit. He winds up going to New England. LeGarrette Blount still out there. And then it was brought to my attention that they're talking to Marshawn, and Marshawn wants to come out of retirement. And it just, when you think about it, the Raiders want to be a physical running football team. And there's nobody more physical. This guy by far is the best tackle-breaking running back I've seen in the NFL. In low, what, 15, 20? I think you have to go back to Earl Campbell. Mike Allstott in Tampa, but he was really a fullback who ran with that forward lean and got tripped up after he'd break a tackle. Marshawn break a tackle, run right over you.
Yeah.
And he also has extremely quick feet to make you miss in the hole. You know, Larry Zonka, Earl Campbell are the players that I would go back to from another generation. He's that good of a tackle breaker. And if you want to be a physical, mauling offensive line like Mike Tyson, Jack Del Rio want to have, you want to have beast mode behind this offensive line, and he can run any kind of scheme. And they can play with Derek under center. You can put Derek in the gun and the pistol. Marshawn can run inside zone, outside zone. He can run power. He can run fullback lead. He can run single back. There's not a thing he cannot do. So it means so much to the from a business standpoint as far as, you know, making this more palatable the last year or two here in Oakland, or three. But really, in all honesty, and we'll see what they do on the draft, they have to get a slot corner, but this could be the final piece to a championship football team.
Pop, I couldn't agree with you more. He can run the eye and the true eye and offset eye. And not just that, people are talking about Marshawn Lynch's last year, only 500 yards and only 7 games, but If he would play 7 more games, that's 1,000 yards. And add those 2, you don't never know where he would end up. But how much, in your opinion, Pop, was just that hangover from that, you know, first and goal, he picks up 6, and the second play, they don't give him the ball? It seemed like it was a disconnect after that, not just with him, but a lot of players on that team. How much was that, you think, that is the latter why Marshawn Lynch kind of went to retire?
Well, I have no idea because I'm not around it, but talking to the people in Seattle who are, you know, that was a problem. And I think from a football standpoint, Daryl Bevel made the right call. It wasn't the right result for the Seahawks, but he made the right football call. But Marshawn, that's the little bit of the problem with bringing Marshawn in here, is he has to know his role, and he has to know how it's going to work.
Sure.
So the Raiders have a couple of young running backs they want to give more to. Jalen Richard, DeAndre Washington, especially Jalen being undrafted, blew me away last year. And he can do more. Marshawn is not going to have the same role that he had in Seattle. He's going to have a role, but it's not going to be the same role. He has to know his role. And I'm going to be anxious to see how they crafted his contract as far as the incentives. I would be like, I read somewhere where they're going to give him a 1,000-yard bonus. You know, I'd be leery about that kind of stuff because going back to your point about not getting the ball on the goal line of the Super Bowl, you know, he may not get the ball as much as he used to get. He's not going to. He's an older back. He's not going to be a lead back here. He's going to fit in, but he's going to have a role on this football team. But as far as his last year in Seattle, his body began to break down. I think where it really became a problem was the 2015 year when he didn't make that playoff game in Minnesota and he came back and played against Carolina and they couldn't block. But I watched an early game that year, at Levi's against the 49ers, and he they gave it to him, I want to say, six straight times on the goal line. And he just, he had a first convert, you know, a second and third and one. I mean, they even gave it to him on fourth and one to get the first down. Then they gave it to him again. They rode him. So early in the year before the abdominal problems came into play, he's still beast mode. And he's not going to do this to embarrass himself. And he's not going to have to get the ball 18 or 20 times a game. He's not going to go back to his years when he was carrying the ball 300 times a year. You know, I would think he'd get it 8 to 10 maybe on average, some weeks 6, some weeks 16. You know, some if it's a certain game where you're trying to run the clock out the whole second half, he may get it 22 times. So, you know, maybe 160 carries for the whole year. You know, that's 10 a game, I think, is the role. And as I say, at this stage of his career, I think he's a perfect complement to what you already have in the running back room, and he really could be the finishing piece. We'll see about the defense, but certainly a championship-caliber offense.
With 160 carries, he'd need to average 7 to carry to make that 1,000-yard, $2 million bonus. Pop, I want to ask you about his ability in other areas, such as picking up the blitz out of the backfield and also his ability to catch passes as a running back.
I would say Dibbs decent. They did deploy him. Daryl Bevel's a really creative offensive coordinator, and they tried to get Marshawn matched up a lot not just out of the backfield, but they would stretch him out and put him in a wide receiver spot, try to get a match up with a linebacker. He's a big-bodied guy, and what he wants to block, he's decent at it. I think blocking will be something he's going to be asked to do, obviously, but as far as catching the ball, I really think the Raiders have two young guys that are really good at it. And now it's not going to always be they're going to screen the ball to Washington and Richard and just run Marshawn. It doesn't work that way. You want to have balance. So he'll have to do some of that. But I think his basic role on this football team will be to be beast mode, to just run over people. He has incredibly quick feet. You give it to him on third and one, the short yardage, the goal line situation. And just with this offensive line, I'm reading all these stats my friends from Pro Football Focus are giving me about tackle breaking. He's the best tackle breaker in 10 years. Again, I go back to Campbell and Zonka. But when he breaks a tackle with this offensive line now, he's going to be in the second level. They're not going to touch him. Kelechi's going to pull, and you're going to run power. And, you know, you've got the inside three there with Hudson and Gabe and Kelechi. Very often he's going to get free through his first line. And when he's breaking a tackle, he's breaking it at the second level. Now you got to have a safety step up and tackle this beast. So he may just run over people. He's going to give you some explosive plays. I mean, some of the most explosive runs I've ever seen were the earthquake run of the playoff game against New Orleans. And then probably even better than that was that Sunday night run he had against Arizona, which he broke about 8 tackles on that play. It was unbelievable.
Pop, we got a couple minutes left. Any idea perhaps what positional group the Raiders may be looking towards at 24 tomorrow night?
Slot corner. Are you boning up on your slot corners, Adoree Jackson, Tre'Davious White? Because we got to go tomorrow night, Joe. And I think this is a matchup league. And the Raiders are, you know, I hear about inside linebacker. I think you can get that other places. They've got to cover Antonio Brown. They've got to cover Edelman and Hogan and Tyreek Hill. If you want to win this thing, you've got to beat New England. You've got to beat Pittsburgh. You've got to beat Kansas City. I think Denver's going to be better. I think San Diego, when they get all their offensive weapons back and healthy, they're going to be better. So you've got to match up with these guys. And the Raiders don't have – they have T.J. Carey on the roster. I see they have some linebackers, and I think they may bring Perry Riley Jr. back after the draft. You have got to get slot cornerbacks, guys that can go inside to match up with these slot wide receivers. So we'll see if Adoree Jackson's there. Tre'Davious White is a guy as well out of LSU that would fit the bill, and we'll see, you know, who can fall to them at 24.
Beautiful stuff. Greg Papa, catch him today, noon to 3 with Bonte Hill tomorrow night on the Draft Show. Thank you, Pop. We appreciate your time this morning.
Skittles Benedict. Never had it before. Delicious.
Thank you,
Pop. Mimosa. Wash it down with mimosa love.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Pop.
I got your noon to say that.
You're the best, Pop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.